This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. The monarch butterfly population has dropped dramatically in recent years, and the federal government is now considering endangered species protection for the butterfly. Monarchs travel through Illinois each year as part of their migration. Last month, conservation experts and state officials held a summit to discuss the state's plan to help the monarch. I sat down with Carol Hayes from the Prairie Rivers Network to talk about it.
The summit itself was an activity that was encouraged by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for states in the Midwest area that largely makes up the flyway for the monarch butterfly during its migration every year. And Illinois is 100% in that flyway. So we're a very important area for monarch butterflies during their annual migration, and they stop along the way and feed and reproduce. So it was important for Illinois to begin to think about how we could conserve the monarch. Other states have held summits where they brought a variety of interest groups and stakeholders together to talk about how they would plan for helping monarch butterflies and increasing habitat area for them. The purpose of the summit was to bring together organizations, individuals, institutions, agencies that work in conservation in one way or another and are already working on monarch conservation or research or habitat expansion. So we had representatives from the agriculture sector, representatives from rights-of-way and transportation corridors, urban communities, conservation lands and public lands, and outreach and education. And the reason for those particular sectors is that now, because the monarch butterfly is being considered for endangered species status, listing as an endangered species by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the state has to respond to particular questions that the service will be asking every state regarding their efforts to conserve and protect monarchs and their habitat. And in their response, they have to talk about actions that each of those sectors will be taking to contribute to the state's overall plan for conservation.
What's going on with the monarch? Why is there so much concern about
monarch
this?
Populations have been declining over the past 10 years. Some estimates have them as declining as much as 85% in terms of their original populations. The challenge with the monarch is that it is one of the few butterfly species that actually migrates, and it migrates across three different countries, which makes it even more challenging, Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. Habitat for the monarch has been threatened really in all three places. In the U.S., in the Midwest in particular, the monarch suffers from habitat fragmentation. You know, so where there used to be large stands of milkweed, for example, for monarchs to reproduce, and lots of flowering plants throughout the summer that monarchs would use to feed on, those have declined because of, expansion of urban areas, and people, you know, are just not as comfortable having those kinds of native plants on their property. We've got a lot of ag land that ends up being planted from fence row to fence row, leaving not a lot of place left for those kinds of native plants. Now, that's changing. In Illinois now, we've got a pretty robust program to expand monarch habitat, really habitat for pollinators in general, on farmland. And there are specific programs that farmers can enroll their land in and have a mix of native flowers that are attractive to both butterflies and bees, which would include milkweed. And they can seed large areas of property now. And the hope is that by doing more of that, we'll recreate more connected habitat for monarchs. But Illinois is now second in the nation for that particular pollinator program. So it's exciting to see that lots of agriculture producers are stepping up and trying to help the monarch.
What would you say to folks out there who are interested in maybe getting involved in helping to protect the monarch? What can they do?
A great thing that they can do, especially if they're interested in trying to create a butterfly garden in their yard or in their neighborhood, the University of Illinois Extension has developed a pollinator pocket program. On their website, there's a link to it. It basically lays out the instructions for if you're a first-time native planter and want to put in a butterfly garden, how to do that, which kinds of plants to look for, how to plant them, how to maintain them. So that's one way to get involved. In Champaign County, we've actually started the Champaign County Pollinator Coalition, and this is an effort to unite folks to think about how we can effectively respond to the monarch challenge in the state and coordinate the things that we do together, really understand what barriers are to expanding habitat, where the opportunities might be locally, and really try to meet those needs. That's a model that I hope will be replicated across the state. We're sort of working on some resources that would be useful to us, and we expect to share those with communities as they come together and try to develop their own monarch plan. The butterfly, especially the monarch butterfly, is an adored species. It's an iconic species. It's our state insect. And this is a chance for kids and families and adults to all get involved and play a part in its conservation.
There's also a way that motorists can help support monarchs as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Last year, they created a new monarch sticker for license plates. We're encouraging motorists to send in their registration for a monarch sticker. We need 2,000 motorists to purchase stickers, and right now they're $10 before the fund can actually be established. So the money from the stickers will go into a fund that will then be available to promote monarch conservation. Once we have 2,000 motorists who have applied, then they'll create the sticker and they will send out the new universal plate with the sticker. So we can send you a link to that, and hopefully folks will get on board and reserve their sticker.
You can find more information about monarchs, including how to apply for the Monarch License Plate sticker, at our website, nprillinois.org.